This is Mike Levine. These are stories I covered today. Harry Savage is a Pittsburgh attorney. He's an assistant district attorney of Allegheny County, and he calls himself one of the luckiest men on earth. Mr. Savage does a lot of traveling, and his most recent trip was on board the big Constellation airliner Flight 529 that crashed in Chicago, killing 78 people.
Last Thursday evening, around midnight, I boarded Flight 529 for Chicago. I intended to leave the plane at Midway and had already made reservations on the Ozark lines to fly from Midway to Rockford, Illinois, where my older daughter, Sorley, was in a hospital. I was the last passenger to board the plane, and I was sitting on the right-hand side, and as I glanced out the window, I saw the flight engineer with a flashlight and a wrench tightening the cap on the gasoline tank over engine number 3, which I understand was the one that exploded in Chicago. As the plane took off, it took off with great speed, and I noticed that the light, which says fasten your belt, went off within 45 seconds. I then felt a shuddering, which indicated to me that there might be trouble retracting the landing gear. I was rather sleepy, having been in Oakland, Maryland, spending the day checking my coal properties. I took a nap, and I was awakened as we approached Midway in Chicago by another loud shudder caused by the plane dropping approximately 100 feet, which indicated to me again that there must be something wrong with the landing gear. We landed at Midway. I had to wait approximately 5 hours for my Ozark flight to Rockford, Illinois. So I sat there and chatted with a girl from San Diego who had visited her parents in Boston. And we both commented on the fact that when you enter or leave Boston by air, it's a very unusual arrival or departure because the planes spiral. And she commented she liked it much better at Midway because it's easier to take off and land. This conversation took several minutes. Shortly thereafter, a hostess walked up to me and said, "Mr. Savage, this plane is ready to leave." I therefore got up, my luggage had been checked through, and walked to the door. As I was ready to walk down the steps, an attractive young woman carrying what appeared to be a 2-month-old child in her arms and a 4-year-old child holding her hand rushed up the steps, brushed by me, and said the following, "Gee, I'm lucky. I almost missed the plane." I kept walking and walked from the airport across to the Avis Hotel, which is across the road from the Midway Airport. I felt very warm and decided to take a shower. After I took a shower, I thought I'd take a little rest because I was tired, my trip to Oakland, worry about my daughter, and I was generally not feeling too well. I was unable to sleep, however, and about 1:30 or, well, probably 2:30 to be exact, I put my clothes on, handed back the key to the hotel clerk, and slowly walked back to Midway, which is across the street. As I walked along the pavement near the airline limousine service, I heard a young man mention Flight 529. I then endeavored to get information. It took me several hours to find out what the story was. By 5 in the morning, I was interviewed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who wondered whether or not there had been sabotage. I told them that, in my opinion, there was no sabotage. I felt very lucky, because from what my opinion is, and this is based solely on opinion and observation of what I saw and heard, I concluded that this plane could have exploded from the moment I got on in Pittsburgh. Therefore, I consider myself very lucky.
And so do we, Mr. Savage. So do we. Now, here's a story that was big news to countless millions of children all over the country, as well as right here in the Pittsburgh district. It was big news to parents, too. And it's the kind of a story that doesn't need very much explanation from me. You can tell what it is from just the sound alone. Yes, that's the sound of kids on their way back to school. Dozens of kids. Hundreds, thousands, millions of kids all over the land on their way back to school. Today was the day.
It's the first day of school today, and I'm happy to go back to school. I'm going to learn to read real good and write and learn more arithmetic. I'm anxious to go back to school this year. I like it the first week, but then it gets boring for me. I'm anxious to learn how to do long division and more multiplication. And a lot of other arithmetic things. I'm glad to go back to school, and I want to know how to read and write and spell long words.
And there you heard from three of today's young back to schoolers, possibly three of tomorrow's leaders, American scholars and people of great stature, perhaps. It just so happens that I consider those three youngsters we heard from, I consider them the finest, handsomest, smartest kids in the whole world. They are Deborah, Jeffrey, and Mark Levine. And their father is John, yours truly.